Well, hey there, Rock Church family. It's good to be with you today. With our time right now, we're going to be talking about joy. And not just the normal, everyday use of the word joy, but that of Christian joy. We're going to be talking about the joyful Christian. And you may be thinking, well, what's the difference? And the difference is that Christian joy isn't a fleeting emotion. It's not something that comes and goes. It's not something that is dependent on whatever we're experiencing or our life's situation. Christian joy has a lot more weight to it because it's dependent on something greater than ourselves. It's dependent on a person, God, who he is and what he's done. The psalmist proclaims this about God in Psalms chapter 16, verse 11. It says, "In your presence there is fullness of joy," fullness of joy. The Bible teaches us that God is a God of joy. And as believers, our identity is attached to this reality that we belong to this God who's full of joy, that we've experienced his joy. And Christian joy is something that God really desires for us to have. For he's created us, and we are his, and we've been made to enjoy this God of joy. So it's more than an emotion. This is our identity. Joyful Christianity, it's a character quality. It's a position, and it's a fruit that God is daily working and nurturing and watering in our lives. So let's look at God's word. Specifically, what is the reason for our joy? How do we grow in this joy? Remember, this is a character quality. And then what about the impact? Why should our joy be noticeable? What impact does our joy have in the world around us? So number one, you can follow along with your handout if you would like to. Why we have joy? Quite simply, God's saving grace. That's it, right? We can pray and call it a night. But Luke chapter 1, when Mary finds out that she's going to be giving birth to the Savior, she responds by saying, "My spirit rejoices, joy in God, my Savior." Salvation has come. Salvation is near. It's like Jesus says in Matthew 13, it's like finding this pearl of great price. It's finding the hidden treasure that is worth more than anything in the world. There is nothing more joyful than that fact that we know, we've experienced this great salvation. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus tells his disciples, he says, "Rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Joy, rejoice in the fact that we have this saving grace. This means practically in our life, there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows, there's going to be encouragements, and there's going to be great sorrow. That's unavoidable. We will experience that. But when we consider just how precious this salvation is, there is nothing that can rob us of that joy. Next, why we have joy is because of God's sustaining grace. He sustains us. In Psalm 55, it says, "God will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." We have joy in this because God's with us. He doesn't leave us to fend for ourselves. The Bible teaches us that God is in us. He's for us. He fights for us. He intercedes for us. We are sustained by this God that's immovable, that's unshakable, that cannot wear down, that doesn't get tired or weary. He won't break down. And think about that. Everything that you own, everything in this life, it's going to let us down eventually. It's going to break down, fall apart. Your car, it's going to fall apart. The wheels, you're going to need to be replaced. We bought a house a few years ago. Beautiful. We were so excited. So much joy. White picket fence, big garage, freshly poured concrete. But guess what? The picket fence has already been broken a couple times. The garage needs a new roof, and the cement is already cracking. Our joy will not be sustained in the things of this world. Their only guarantee is that everything in this world is just going to let us down. And our joy is going to be fleeting if we put all of our eggs in the world's baskets. But that's not true for the Christian, because our joy isn't in something, but in someone who will never fail, who sustains us. And that's reason for incredible joy, amen? Additionally, we have joy because joy comes by fruit of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5, a fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace, and patience, and kindness, and goodness, and faithfulness, and amen to all that. But joy, it's a gift from God. Joy is not something that we have to manufacture and heap up for ourselves. It's not something that's dependent on us to make happen. No, it's dependent on the Holy Spirit working in our lives, supplying joy for us. And those are just a few reasons why we have joy. Our identity, our character as Christians is wrapped up in those truths. God's salvation, God's sustaining grace, and the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. That's true. Next, how can we personally increase in this joy that God sustains and supplies? So our second point, increasing in joy. Very simply, our prayer life is one way joy is going to increase in our lives. Prayer fuels joy. Jesus says in John 16, ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Full. Jesus says, ask, approach, come to me, and receive. It's the beautiful thing about being known and loved by God. In Christ, we have this direct access to this incredibly joyful God. We can come directly to him. We can make our requests known to him. We can express our gratitude for him. It's the all-access backstage pass. It's not like the DMV where you show up and you take a number and then you have a seat and maybe if they get around to it, they'll talk to you today. No, prayer is front of the line. Every time, it's direct access to the God of joy. It's the fuel. Prayer is the fuel that drives the Christian closer to our closeness with God. And it's the fruit of God at work in our lives. It's a fruit that he's promised to be producing in us, the fruit of more joy. Your prayer life, beloved, is a direct correlation to the joy that you will experience in God. Next, increase in joy with God's word. God's word feeds joy. Do you hunger for God's word? The psalmist says in Psalm 38, he says, taste and see that the Lord is good. There is a joy that the believer experiences simply when we come to our Bibles. Think about that. When your favorite band has a new record that comes out, you're excited. You can't wait. You're anticipating. You're filled with joy. Am I right? Now, do we have the same joy when we look down upon our Bibles? You want to see your joy increase? Beloved, get into God's word. It is essential to your faith. It is essential to growing in holiness, our closeness to Jesus, and in turn, our joy. And we have lots of time on our hands lately, right? More than we have know what to do with. There are lots of things that are competing for our affections and our entertainment and our joy. May I suggest, for your joy's sake, that we make more time to feed on the Word of God. Memorizing Scripture is such a great way. You can pick a topic, think of verses that encourage you, verses about God's holiness, verses about our security, verses about heaven, verses about joy. Find these verses, write them down, text them to friends, have people memorize Scripture with you. Get index cards, write them over and over. Get post-it notes and paste them on refrigerators and windows and mirrors and your car horns. It's a great way to memorize God's word, to feed on God's word. Another way is to feed on God's word for your own joy is to be actively plugged in Bible studies, small groups, getting together with brothers and sisters, whether it be online or whether it be in homes or barbecues and parking lots, however you're meeting, but getting together and reading the Bible, talking about Jesus, praying with one another. That'll feed your fuel. That'll feed your fire for more desire of God's word. Think about it. If you spend all of your time with a group of people who love to drink Shasta and talk about monster trucks, guess what? You're going to spend a lot of time drinking black cherry Shasta and talking about Gravedigger. But if you spend your time, you spend more time with believers opening up your Bibles, talking about what the scriptures say, then guess what? You're going to have more Bible. You're going to have more scripture. God's going to feed you with more of his joy. Another way we increase in joy, like we just mentioned, is very simply the joy of fellowship. Your fellowship abides. It is aided in joy. You read the New Testament, every New Testament writer, they write about this joy and this thankfulness that they have when they're thinking and they're reflecting on the believers that they're writing to. God's joy is bound up in the fellowship of his children. And God's given us this incredible family, and it comes with this joy that's not detached from God, but it's actually an extension of him. His spirit is in you. His spirit's in me. His spirit's in her. His spirit's in them. And this is a bond that's unbreakable, this bond of fellowship with one another. It's going to aid in our joy that we have in Jesus, that we have received from him. And we know all the verses. There are so many verses about our fellowship. Do not neglect meeting together. Love one another as I have loved you. They will know us by our love. They broke bread, teaching and prayers and supplication, and they had all things in common. We know these verses. When we read the New Testament, we see that the first century church, they knew what was up. God's joy is experienced and manifested through fellowship of the church. May we never neglect the incredible joy that we have received just with the fellowship of one another. So these are just a few areas. Scripture teaches us that the Lord is able to continue to fill us up with more joy through prayer, through God's word, through fellowship. So lastly, our application. Why should we desire to increase in our joy? What is the importance of us living and demonstrating joy? And I'll leave you with this very simply. Right now, more than ever, beloved, the world needs to experience our joy. Now more than ever. Those in our lives, they need to see that their Christian neighbor, their Christian relative or Christian coworker, they have this joy about them that just seems immovable. No matter what seems to be going on in the world, pandemic or turmoils or fear, whatever it is, they see the faith of a believer, the faith of you, and they see this joy that's just unshakable. It's the kind of faith and the joy Jesus has commanded us to share with the world. He says, you are the light of the world. Christian, you are a light in a dark world. Let your light shine before others. Do we demonstrate this light giving life? Are we having a positive impact on those in our world? Or what about this? Would others around you say that there's just something different about you? Would people who have walked with you through really tough times, would they say, you know what? They just have this joy that seems like nothing can rob them of this joy. Or what about this? Am I the kind of Christian who brings joy to others when they think about me? Do I bring joy? The gospel gives us ultimate joy that cannot be found in anything in this world. Everybody scattered trying to find hope and love and fulfillment and peace and joy in this world, and there is nothing that can sustain them like the joy found in knowing God. And the Lord has given us, Christian, his spirit. He's given us mouths and words that can proclaim gospel. We have good news on our lips. Do our loved ones see that we have this joy? Do they hear that it's available for them? May we never forget the incredible influence that we can have on a world that desperately needs joy. So as we wrap up, God has promised to be our limitless supply of exceeding joy in this life and in the next. Not because he owes it to us or he's obligated to give it to us, but simply because of how good he is. And now us as believers, we have access to this unshakable joy in God through faith in Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a joy that's on display in every area of the Christian life. And it's a joy that has the ability to impact the lives of those around us as well. Praying for you, church, thank you for your time, and may we everyday strive to be joyful Christians.